wanting to talk, but I just haven't had anything to talk about. I've been wanting to create, record, paint, be creative, showcase. Since the last time I've been creative, painted, and showcased, I just haven't had the drive or the push to do it. You know, life happens and then stuff happens and then some more stuff happens and then more stuff happens and, you know, life gets in the way of living. So, and then I got to pause. Like, unexpected, but I should have saw it coming, kind of pause. And then you're given the gift of hindsight. And you look at things differently and you feel like a fool and second guess and judge. And your ups, your downs, your ins, your outs, all of that, you know, starts to come into play. Some moments you're good, some moments you're not. And they're merely moments. It's not like indicative of, or is it indicative? Indicative of how, like, my life is gone. It's no turmoil or anything like that. It's just, it gives you pause and gives you the gift of being able to look at things. So with that gift, it gave me a purpose to talk. I still don't have anything to talk about in particular. I thought I was going to explain that event, but I really don't want to disclose a whole lot on that. Like I said, like, I feel like a fool and an idiot, and it's just not what I want for me. I mean, I'm saying, well, no, nobody wants that. I just don't want to have to, like, break that down and try to make reasonable sense of it, because not right now, anyway. It's kind of funny, but it's not. when you really, really, really think about it, it's kind of funny, but it's not. So, I wanted to talk. I just didn't have a reason. Now, I have a reason, but I just have nothing to say. Nothing of consequence. Nothing of substance. There are other recordings. There are other things that I could review, revisit, and give perspective on. Like, I have one thing in particular, but it's still like, yeah, I don't have that desire at the moment to revisit that right now, but it, I guess it's coming. So I guess what I really want to know is, like, how do you, what's that sense of belief like for most people? Like, when do they know? Well, I can't say it that way because it's not how it works. Because believing and knowing are two different things. Believing has more to do with the feeling, and knowing has more to do with, like, factual details and information. I guess my question is, like, when does one have a precedent over the other? You know, like, an extreme circumstance involving belief and knowing is like, the earth is flat. If you believe the earth is flat and you're presented with evidence to the contrary, there's nothing that's going to come up that'll get you to question or second guess that belief of yours, because that's what you hold as true. Like, when does it hit that facts and truth are really where? Yeah, that's kind of weird to set it up that way. When does it, like, hold up as true that what you believe is wrong? And if what you believe is to the contrary of somewhere else, like in direction of someone else, Like, is it up for that someone else to try to convince you and prove otherwise to you? Like, no, that's not correct because this didn't happen and this is what happened. Or do you just let it go if you're the person, right? That's not being believed or that doesn't have the backing of their belief. You just let it go. Personally, me, myself, and I, the three of us, we generally let it go. I'm not here to try to make anyone feel like they're second guessing themselves. And truly, if you don't believe me, fair, fine. I don't know what I can do to make you believe me. I can stipulate what it is, and you're just like, nope, that's not it. I don't believe, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like, that's, I can't, there's nothing I can do to counter your belief. Like, the truth is what the truth is. But if you believe something differently, then you should have that. Because, like, you know, that's your comfort and your security and all this, right? Like, that's what, I guess, grounds you in this scenario and circumstance. And just yourself, like, when do you go from your beliefs to your truth? And can you be, to the truth, not your truth, to the truth? And can you be convinced otherwise? So I'm one to speculate. I'll be judging, right? And sometimes I don't lay up off that because I'm just going to hold to what I'm holding to, and it just makes sense. Like, that's how I'm making sense of the moment, the world, the subject, whatever. Like, I'm just going to hold tight to what I got because that works for me. However, like, I don't have too much pride to say I was wrong or I misunderstood or, you know, I did not have all the information that should have been presented to me, so I made a bad choice or a bad judgment or what have you. Like, my beliefs aren't king. They aren't, like, they aren't the big joker in the deck. Because, like, primarily when dealing with people, especially people close to you in this world, like, you can give a grain of salt to a stranger or an acquaintance or a coworker, but, like, people who matter to you, that you've got to have faith and trust in them outright. Or else, like, what do you rely on? Are you just, like, siloed off for yourself, or is it something else that gets you through? And I believe in people. I don't have a whole lot of people in my world directly, day in and day out. But I still believe in everybody. Everybody, there's hope and chance and change and promise in everybody. And, like, that's how I operate. So if you're close to me, I'm just going to believe in you. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with being right. I'm okay with being wrong. I'm okay with challenging you. I'm okay with, you know what I mean? Like, being challenged, I'm okay with, like, the personal experience of being a person to another person that I have some sort of investment in. But unless you prove to me otherwise that I shouldn't, I'm just gonna believe in you. Not like blind hope or faith or whatever. It's just like, you know, the parameters of the people around you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have limits, and some people push boundaries and that kind of thing. But for the most part, if you're an adult, like, you know who you're dealing with. So belief to a degree. And there's always a little bit of skepticism. So just in, like, long story less long, like, I believe in the people and the truth, the facts, whatever they are. Like, I don't need to be convinced otherwise, but when it's something to the contrary of what I believe, I now Now we have a dilemma. And it doesn't dismiss what I've always felt about the person or what I've known about the person. It's just another complexity in the layers to who this person is. And maybe you don't do things the same way in regards to particular scenarios, right? And I know I'm just being like gray about it all, but it's never really about, oh, y'all heard that, right? Traffic just decided it wanted to do something different. But it's never really about like the specifics of the individual when we're talking about like believing, right? It's just, do you have a system of rapport and like value metrics with another particular individual, and if they still like play within that space and operate within that space, then it just works. I don't need convincing of otherwise. Like, I can be resolute for the most part on like the individuals that like mean something to me. And considering this is a ramble and I don't really remember where I jumped off at on this, I guess the overall sentiment, the lesson in any of this and all of this is, I believe in your people, man. Just believe in your people. Because hopefully on the other side, your people believe in you. And like as adults, oftentimes it's harder and harder as you get older to cultivate like meaningful relationships. Like I'm not talking romance, just like it's harder to do that. Because just like I mentioned before, we all just get caught up in living in life, and life gets in the way of living. So day-to-day operations and managing this and taking care of that takes you away from having like the fullness of an enriching life. Oftentimes people are bogged down and stressed out about one thing or another. So what just makes sense to me is, those moments you can have something that doesn't take away from you, like pour into that. And if it's a person that you have some investment in that you care about, like just keep pouring into that space, man. Just make it genuine. And I've rambled for a bit now without even introducing the show or saying anything about anything. It was just a moment of pure brain dump. I'm Jay Del Negro. It's gloomy outside, but don't let that weigh you down. And welcome to the next 40.